This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, July 1st. Well, the grain market falls hard, including wheat in Friday trading, but it's not all bad news. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was also down really hard. That neutral USDA report, really on the stocks as well as the acres, just tells us this is like the buy the rumor, sell the facts. Since there is no news at all, what are we looking at? All the fundamentals are relatively negative for wheat, and the selling really started to come in, and perhaps any of the longs are starting to liquidate somewhat. And if we have any kind of follow-through selling, we could see the market pull back quite a bit because we rallied over a dollar in the last month ever since the middle of May. It's very possible that we can have a pretty solid pullback. And we know that wheat is definitely going to be sympathetic to corn. So as corn goes lower, we can see it pull wheat down as well. So we're going to watch that next week.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down 19 and a half at 527. July corn was down 19 and three quarters at 422 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were down 16.5, ranging from 601.5 to 606.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were up 2.75, ranging from 629 and a quarter to 639 and a quarter. Live cattle for June was down 7.5 cents at 110.50. August feeder cattle was up $1.05 at 136.70. And June class 3 milk was unchanged at 1627. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.